Yes, morning everyone. It is Thursday, March 28. Easter's upon us. The Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Good morning wherever and however you are listening. Please travel safe over the course of the Easter weekend. Bumper weekend of sport as always. Starting tonight, we've got a great match at Allianz Stadium in the NRL. The Roosters up against the Panthers. We've got a grand final rematch in the AFL at the Gabba as well. And two teams, well, it's getting towards desperation point for Collingwood at 0-3. And the Lions have started 0-2 themselves. Brisbane and Collingwood there tonight. Big game at the Gabba. And the Tasmania Jack Jumpers tonight can clinch their first NBL title in just their third season of existence. And as Loz said yesterday, it's possibly the greatest triumph, or would be the greatest triumph in a national competition in the state's history. And Michael is going to the IPL as well. Pup.
Michael, I thought you were going to call me Michael John. Michael John Clark. That's what Mum calls me when I'm in deep trouble.
Right. Okay.
Good morning.
When was the last time you were in deep trouble? With
she called me Michael John lady. Yesterday.
Oh, what did you do?
Something I should have done that I forgot to do that she reminded me about 15 times and I still forgot. Laziness, she called it. It's just laziness, Michael John.
She's not angry, just she's disappointed.
100% right. Nah, she's pissed. She's angry. Anyway, I'll do it today.
You'll lift.
Yeah, morning. Yeah,
you'll be
she's
back.
Right. It was laziness. I couldn't be bothered. I had other things to do and I'd prioritize those. But yeah. Yeah, plenty of sport. Yeah, I'm on a plane. I fly tomorrow, but I'll still be on air.
Yep.
Not every day, but I'll be. Yeah. Time difference probably doesn't help me. The IPL, but
lots of flights too. Is there
lots of flights? So games finish at about midnight their time, and that'll give me about half an hour to get back to the hotel and be with you two clowns.
You're working hard,
man. I'm on the tools. No Vegas junket like Loz. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
You might have said that out loud, Michael. Morning, everybody.
Morning, buddy.
Junket was a junket.
Yeah, junket's correct.
Vegas was very good. I had to work. And
have
it was
you
tough
recovered?
Working over
have
there.
Have you come down?
I don't know
how
whether
you?
I've seen you. I've seen you since I got back from Vegas.
Well, no, because my first day back on was Friday. You had the charity golf day.
Yeah.
And then where
I got
were
the
we?
Flu.
Oh, you got sick as
I
well,
got sick.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, knocked me around. Actually, the flu.
Wow.
I had COVID twice. My flu
was worse.
It was influenza A, but it just knocked me around.
Flying,
for at least a week.
Told you, underrated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flying takes more out of you than I reckon anyone gives credit for.
Yeah, no, I thought I was going to be all right, but I obviously picked up something over there. But
time difference
just makes me
as well.
Tougher and stronger. That's what happened. It's the flu season, so I should go and get my flu shot, shouldn't I?
What are your thoughts on the flu shot?
Nah.
Yeah, I'll be getting it.
Yeah, see, I'm...
Had it once, got dreadfully sick when I was 15,
so
I brushed it.
Then. Yeah, well, I can understand that. But no, I like to get
like
my
to
flu
get
shot.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather be safe. You know, I know there's a lot of...
I had all... You know, you got to have... Well, when I was playing, you just... Team doctor just says you're due for your needles. And lines you up, you have about 7 jabs and you're good to go for 3 years or 5 years. Before I went to Pakistan, I forgot that I hadn't travelled for so long. So I had 9 different injections.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, I know. So.
In the arm or all over the body?
No, I'd one in the butt.
Yeah.
One in the right butt cheek, yeah.
What was that for?
I think I did typhoid in the butt cheek. But yeah, I was all jabbed out.
Right.
I know where you're going here.
No, I was just asking. I don't know. I haven't been
so
jabbed
I'm
in the butt.
Sweet I've for a few years.
Usually just get them in the...
In the shoulders.
In the
yeah, but because I had them all in one go,
yeah.
I was all shouldered out. Both shoulders.
Yeah, did your shoulder be sore? Your arm
well,
be
I had
sore.
Both. Yeah. You know what? I didn't feel... I felt normal. Like, I trained that afternoon. I didn't feel
really?
Sore the next day.
Well, they
tell
you
not to.
They tell you not
know,
to train. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like when you give blood. You be careful.
Yeah. And then I didn't have, like, normally typhoid's normally the one that you get a bit of numbness the next day.
Although I think if you needled or given blood and you wait, I think it's more about you can do cardio, but you can't lift.
Because
if you lift, you're putting yourself at risk.
Yeah. Rather
causing, than
safe
causing a hematoma.
Mm. Oh, there we go.
There's a big word.
Dr. Daly. Yeah.
Mm. Spell it.
Who's winning tonight in the league?
Ah, oh, Roosters.
You reckon?
Yeah. They are a great bet, actually.
Oh,
I know. I don't know. How bad's that? Riding off, not riding off the Panthers, but being confident about betting against the Panthers. But
I think I'm on the Panthers.
You go broke tipping against the Panthers over the last 4 years.
Definitely.
But I'm sort of in Middo's camp. Well, it won't surprise me if Penrith win because they've done it for 4 years now. Just whoever's out, someone else jumps in and the system beats the opposition. But the Roosters are playing confident footy and they're at home without Nathan Cleary. I'm tending to lean the Roosters' way. Yeah. So I'll be going.
I'm
the
going against you there, and I'm going to go against you in Brisbane Cowboys. Mm. I'm going to go, now that Reynolds is back, I'm going to go the Bronx to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, there'll be a few upsets this weekend. Now, someone told me last night, now, I don't know whether this is true or not. You'd be able to bring up the price here, Mido, and I should know because I was on NRL 360 last night giving out the prices. But I didn't mention the Raiders-Sharks game. Are the Raiders $2.60?
The Raiders are $2.40 and 40. Cronulla are $1.58, $3.50.
Now, that surprises
me. The line there.
With all the injuries that the Sharks have got.
Yeah, home game. It's pretty tight market still, lots. Like, it's only $3.50.
That's the Raiders' strength, isn't it?
Hey, you reckon playing that's fair?
It's the great intangible in sport, the home ground advantage.
Yeah, I wonder how much weight they actually put in them like when they're framing the market. Because Hemlin, Ueli, Royce
Rudolph.
Hunt, Rudolph, and Dale Finucane. They're four big, not all starting, but four big forwards that are in your regular 17 out.
So it tells me you're quite confident.
Well,
about the
just on the
winning this
just
game.
On form, I'm just looking at it going
on the Raiders for sure. They just lost to the Tigers.
Yep, they'll bounce back,
mate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look at their forward pack still: Hazelton, Brayley, Kafuski, Talakai's moved to the back row with Teague Wilton, Cam McInnes.
Steady.
It's still a pretty. I know that they're missing some boppers there, but that's still a pretty serviceable forward pack, you would say.
Oh, it's serviceable, no doubt. They're very good players, but I just think the Raiders are playing good footy.
Yeah.
Tough
I'm
footy.
On the Raiders tonight. I'm on the Raiders this week for sure.
Okay.
I just thought when they told me last night, I was shocked that would be the price difference between the two teams. I thought it would be a lot closer. In fact, I thought the Raiders might have been favourites.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a bet for you then. You see the value. Yeah. Morning, lads. Just seeing if Sky Radio has changed its frequency. I'm listening to Dr. Pup and Dr. Loz. Happy Easter, lads, says Ryan.
Righto, that's not a bad idea. We could definitely have a little segment, I reckon.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle.
Nothing quite like listening to two Australian sporting legends talking about their...
Mate,
being
underrated.
Inoculated.
Underrated, mate.
I'm not going to say what I was
going
to
say. Common sense. Common sense, very common in this studio.
Can we get a bit more of this in India
as
well? Oh, yeah, who's the line? Is that the line?
So I don't know. You didn't hear what happened.
No.
So, firstly, I didn't know which team the lion was the mascot for. And secondly, I was asking a lion a question. The lion couldn't talk.
Oh, right. Well, we saw it here in the studio.
Yeah.
We saw him come on into the screen.
We had the TV
and we're thinking,
ever.
Geez, the pup, wonder what he's saying to the lion.
Right. The lion was having a dance off. He wanted to dance.
Right.
The two ladies I was with wanted to dance.
Yep.
I was like, we are on television. There'll be no dancing. And I'm sober.
Yeah.
So there'll definitely be no dancing.
Well,
look at my outfit. Look at my kit.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
So will you wear similar?
Yeah.
Similar.
I think we wear,
India.
In India, if I remember correctly, you wear your own chinos. But
they
give
you
the shirt. And it's like a...
Is it a robe?
Nah. It's actually like a vest. Like a,
nothing wrong with this.
It's a sleeveless. So you got a long sleeve shirt underneath, and then that on top.
Right.
In traditional Indian get up.
Yeah.
So I think we all wear, and so every commentator is wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
You just pick your color of your chino, really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we wear right. that, and then for the finals, they normally give you traditional Indian, like something you might see at a. a party or a wedding or that's what we same as Pakistan in the PSL in the final. That's like that's what a lot of people wear to weddings. People.
Now this might be a ridiculous question.
I'm sure it will be, but go on.
No, I love
it when you preface that.
No. Well,
go. How much am I getting paid?
I would not ask you that question.
Not on air anyway.
Not on air. No, I'll ask you that out the back later. I think I just need to check this question with HR before I ask it. So,
is it about my personal life? Am I going on my own?
No, it's probably a tough one to ask. So I'll stay away from that question, Jared.
Yep.
So no I won't even go there because I don't want to get myself in trouble.
No, it's good. I'm glad. That's a good idea.
Thank you for thinking before speaking. Because if you're worried about it, I would definitely be worried about
it. Well, usually it would just come out of my mouth.
Oh, thank you for not asking. And then I just checked myself and thought,
I won't go down that path.
I like it.
Yeah, I need HR to.
Good idea.
I'll tell you what. On it first. We're going to go early, Loss. Yeah. We are going to go early. Dicko's up and about. The multi. We're doing the multi on Thursday. It is open.
Boys.
It's in its usual spot on the Tab app and Tab website. Click on sport and today's offers. The Big Sports Breakfast Best. Loz for Easter weekend. The multi is in form.
Is this
coming
yours?
Coming off a $10 winner. Apparently it's a team multi.
It's a team multi. It's a team multi. Now, what happened yesterday, because I didn't know I was going to do a multi, all right, they put it on me at the last moment. So I had to scratch around. So I've gone with something I think is a certainty tomorrow. And they believe it's one of the best horses to come out of New Zealand. So, or Kestrel, race 7, number 1, or Kestrel to win.
It's in the Vinery Stud Stakes, the Group 1 for the fillies over the 2,000
And because that's
meters.
Very short, I've had to try and find some
bit of substance.
You know. So what I've done is I've gone race 4, number 11, High Dandy. And I like the name of High
Dandy. Don't mind High Dandy either.
To run top 4.
In the Tullock.
Mm.
So for the 3-year-olds potentially heading towards a derby next week, High Dandy by Ace High, which won a derby, won the Victoria Derby from memory.
I'm into breeding.
So I'm still a little confused. Bloodlines, is Bloodlines. This your multi?
Yeah, no, it's a team thing.
Who's the team?
Middo, myself. I didn't... Worry about consulting you.
That's a good decision.
Marlo's
involved.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You asked me if I'd got any mail yesterday, and I gave you a horse, and you brushed it.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's what you do. You put a bit of burly out.
You absolutely brushed it.
And I was under pressure, too.
Yeah.
So you got others to blame.
I actually like it, though. Well, I need to go and have a bit of a look at High Dandy's last start, but certainly Orchestral putting
horse.
That in.
Okay,
there you go. Mm. So High Dandy, top
What's it
four
paying,
in the Tullock.
Middo?
Orchestral to win the Vinery. Orchestral's $1.60, I think, when I last checked for the Vinery. Yes, $1.60. Zardozzi, the threat at $4.20. Yeah. But it is $5. $5, the multi open, $5. Tab app, tab website, under today's offers. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Okay, this AFL story. Extraordinary stuff, really. Front page of the Herald Sun today. AFL drug free-for-all. Back page of the Australian. A mechanism to cover up abuse and revealed AFL's drug free-for-all is back page of the Daily Telegraph as well today. So... the league responded yesterday with a statement defending its illicit drugs policy, saying it's, quote, unapologetic about club and AFL doctors taking the correct steps to ensure that any player who they believe has an illicit substance in their system does not take part in any AFL match and that doctor-patient confidentiality is upheld and respected. So they've basically said, yes, this has been going on, but... you know, we defend it as it's all about player welfare.
Yeah, I think that player welfare stuff's gone way too far with this. Because basically saying, well, you can go and do what you want, boys. Mm. And if you've got any concerns, just go and see your doctor.
It's incredible.
Go and see your doctor and he'll do a test on you. And if you're not right to play, we'll put you out. You know what they should do? They've got some balls. Say what's really happened. Mm. No, we're going to arrest him because he's got a drug problem. Or...
something in
something in his system.
Mm.
So if you want to be open and honest about it, that doesn't pass the pub.
Yeah, no way it passes
but you
the pub.
You know the other side to this? If it legitimately does happen, you can, like, if you go, you go to a bar and your drink does get spiked, and then you go to your team doctor the next morning and say, "Doc, mate, I don't know what's happened. I think my drink was spiked, or I passed out last night, or I've woken up crook as a dog, whatever." The doctor says, "Rightio, let's go and have a blood test, or you got to do a drug test so I can see what's in your system," and it comes up positive.
Sure.
Then the rule is great for that. It does protect the player. The doctor is looking after the welfare of the athlete.
How many players would that be happening
to?
A week.
I know. But what I do care about is that player if it does happen to that point.
100%.
So that's where I'm saying I know by seeing what's happened in the past 48 hours, the system's flawed. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I just care for that player where you do want him to be protected or her to be protected, and you do want him or her to be able to keep that in private, because that is not drug cheating. That is not taking a substance that you know is illegal. 100%
right. They're saying that according to these reports, insiders say that about 100 current players have secret immunity from the three-strike policy. So 100 players currently? So
it's not 100. This is not
100 spike drinks. Exactly. This is extraordinary. Basically, people are now going, and I saw some comments from Mick Malthouse and other coaches as well, because coaches are left in the dark about this as well. So they're now going, some players who, you know, obviously have been ruled out for, you know, probably on short notice. All of a sudden, they're probably questioning, going,
"Were they really out for that?"
You know what else the coaches and the clubs don't know? They don't know how many strikes. So you have three strikes, and I think you get 12 weeks. You might recruit someone in free agency in AFL, as it's called, or you sign someone in the NRL. Mm. They come over to you with two drug strikes. Then they go for the first time at your club. Then you find out they've been twice before. Then they miss whatever portion of the season. You're sitting there going, hang on, how are we not entitled to know what your background and history is?
I've never been a part of a team where the team doctor could rule a player out without the captain or coach knowing why they're being ruled out. Like if John Orchard come to me and said, "Mate, just letting you know, Steve Smith is unavailable for the test match, and I'm not giving you a reason," I'd be going, "I beg your pardon." I'd be asking a million questions as to why one of our best players is now unavailable for the game. So how does that work? How does the doctor rule a player out day before the game without the coach knowing what's going on?
I can understand if it was privacy, if you were a player and you went to the doctor and said, "Listen, Doc, I've got a drug issue. I'm in real trouble here. I need help." I can then understand a doctor going, "Well, you know what? This is between us and we are going to get you the help. And this is the plan I've got in place for you for the next month," or something like that. I understand that. But if you've just had a night out, you just go to your doctor and say, "Mate, just give me a quick test. I just want to see. I'm worried about if I play on the weekend, I get tested and I might go positive." I don't get how you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, well, even if you drink spiked.
I don't know how you're allowed to do that. If you've got an issue, mate, fair game. Go to the doctor, see him, get all the support that you need. But if you've just had a night out. But, mate, even if you drink
spiked, you wouldn't mind everyone knowing. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You go straight
to the doctor and go, "Mate, I think I was spiked last night."
Yeah.
But the other thing is, because we know cocaine's not in your system for a long period of time, I'm finding it hard to believe a professional athlete
is on Wednesday, 48 hours Thursday night
out from a game on cocaine. I don't get that.
Say that again.
Well, cocaine is out of your system pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know why a professional athlete would be on cocaine 48 hours before a game.
I don't understand why you don't.
What are you doing taking cocaine two days before a game?
Because there's no side effect for the player. Like, there's no hangover. Yeah, it's different to drinking.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just be at home watching a movie or something like that?
It's their best mate's birthday party on Wednesday night.
Pup.
What, I'm not saying it's right. No, hang on. I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying.
Who's having a 40th on a Wednesday night?
No. So, mate, there's a function. Yeah. Mate, I could go out every Wednesday night to an event.
Yeah.
There's a million things on. Right. What I'm saying is the athlete's thinking, I'm not missing Wednesday night with my mates, but I've still got a game Friday.
Well, that's not professional.
100% it's not professional. I'm agreeing with that, but I'm explaining to you why it's happening.
Yeah. No.
That's what they're doing.
Well, you know what?
Because there's you could wake up the next morning after cocaine and they'd feel like they could be protected.
I can't get my head around. They're being protected.
Yes, I know.
Why should they be protected under this policy?
I can't cop being out somewhere 2 days before a game being on cocaine.
No, I'm not, sorry. Maybe this is not coming out of my mouth correctly. I'm just explaining to you. I thought you were saying, what are they doing? I'm just explaining what they're doing. I'm 100% agreeing with you. It's no different to drinking. Professional sport is professional sport. These days, if you're getting pissed 2 days before a game, mate, you're in the wrong business.
And I would be
saying if you're out partying, whether you're taking drinking alcohol or doing drugs, I'm 100% agreeing with you. I was just explaining, you're saying, what are they doing? They think they can do that because there's no downtime. There's no hangover. Mm. There's no, I feel cooked the next day. That's all I'm saying.
I get that because a lot of people won't drink alcohol and it doesn't put on weight and it doesn't affect them training. And I totally understand that. My point is, what are you doing two days before the game?
Okay.
Well, who was the league that got done
it was Brent Hayden's grand final? The grand final.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got tested grand final day and it was in his system. So it happened 48 hours prior.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a drug issue. Mm. If you've got a serious problem with drugs, then that is a problem.
If you've got a serious problem with drugs, you're not playing professional sport through that period. You're going and seeking. You're probably sitting in rehab or getting help. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't think you could be playing a season of professional sport these days if you got a drug problem. I think you'd be seeking help.
Yeah.
Also, I think you said it best. This whole policy just doesn't pass the pub test